Jesus appeared to the 11 and said to them, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned." I don't know where it can become more clear. People sometimes ask me where to start in reading the Bible. And I usually recommend the Gospel of Mark. In other words, don't start at the beginning in Genesis. This is not a novel. It's a library. The first book to check out, I'd say, is check out Mark. It's the shortest of the Gospels. It gets right to the point. And there's some other things about it. It is incredibly well written. Mark was very gifted as a writer of Greek. He would create sandwich stories by inserting a story inside a story, a parable inside a parable. And you see this pattern throughout his book. That's clever, where one story illuminates the other and then comes back to the first story. This is a very gifted writer. It's not unusual that the 11 surrounded themselves with gifted writers, or that God provided gifted writers to the apostles. Mark was not an apostle. Mark was the nephew of Barnabas. Barnabas was from Crete. John Mark and his mother lived in Jerusalem. An apostle, by definition, and you see this early in Acts, Luke puts forth that an apostle is somebody who was with Jesus from the beginning of his ministry, from his baptism, until his resurrection. That wasn't Mark. Mark wasn't even early on in the ministry. We see that his uncle Barnabas sold some property and handed the money over to the apostles for distribution to the poor. And he became an intimate part of that earliest generation of the Jerusalem community, but he was a Greek Jew, and John Mark was a Greek Jew. They weren't Gentiles, they were Greek-speaking, they were Hellenists, they called them, living in the Greek-speaking community among Jews in Jerusalem. By this time, the Hebrew faith had spread all over the Mediterranean basin, and so people maintained connections with Jerusalem and had houses in Jerusalem. Mark would accompany Barnabas and Paul later on, about 10 years after Paul's conversion. The apostles sent Barnabas up to check things out in Antioch, north of Jerusalem, that they seemed to be having some difficulties, and they sent Barnabas up there. And Barnabas went to Tarsus and got Paul, who had been not active, got Paul into Antioch, and then later on the community sent them with John Mark out on the first mission trips of St. Paul. At some point, St. Mark got crosswise with St. Paul. St. Mark was younger, much younger, perhaps a little flighty at that point in time, but it led to the breakup of Barnabas and Paul, And Barnabas went with Mark, and Paul went off on another mission journey. And that's recorded in the Acts of the Apostles. Eventually, Mark ended up in Rome working with Peter. Peter had gone from Jerusalem to Antioch and then was arrested and sent to Rome. And we know that he refers to Mark in this reading that Mark is his son. So you know there was an age difference, probably a generation of age difference between the two of them. Later on, Mark would be referred to by Paul as somebody he's very fond of. In other words, there was some maturing that happened, and Mark went on and worked with Paul. Now, Paul and Peter are both dead by 65, 66, 67, somewhere in there. And we know that this may have been the time when Mark wrote this gospel, right around the time of the deaths of Peter and Paul in Rome. And it's important to know that because, remember, John Mark was not with Jesus during his ministry. So how did he learn these things? He was scribe, writer, secretary for Peter, and maybe even for Paul. But he was certainly sitting at their feet when the two of them were preaching. Now let's find out what kind of a writer Peter was. Peter was a fisherman from Galilee. These guys needed people in their company who could write. Peter in this letter says, I'm writing to you through Silvanus. That's not a Hebrew name, that's a Greek name. Paul and Peter relied heavily on other people who could write for them. This was part of the role. This was part of the way that the gospel got spread. Not everybody could be present to hear somebody's preaching. But through letters and through writing these things down and sharing the writings, they learned how to share these themes with each other. And the community came to trust early on that Mark was a reliable witness for the preaching of the apostles Peter and Paul. We have in Mark a witness to preaching and spreading the good word. This is our role today. You don't have to have been there to have seen it to witness to it. You just have to trust the witness. And the witness is trustworthy. We have 2,000 years of testimony and the Holy Spirit giving testimony over and over and over again to the reliability of our Gospels. These aren't simply the writings of dead white men. This is the living Word of God that we are called upon to reflect by the way we live our lives and share our faith with one another. That's why we have these gifts, like the writings of St. Paul